Well, today, President Trump is walking back attorney Rudy Giuliani's claim that Trump reimbursed his lawyer Michael Cohen for payments to an adult film star. The president said Giuliani will get his facts straight. Well, even Fox News' Neil Cavuto is taking on the president's ever-changing story, tweeting out, "That's your stink, Mr. President. That's your swamp." Femi Oke is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi,
hello.
This Rudy Gate, they're calling it, it's really trending.
People are having conversations about getting the facts straight. And as for Neil Cavuto, if you haven't seen what he said on Fox News, have a look at Team Cavuto on Twitter and you can see for yourself, depending on what side of the aisle you prefer, you're going to have a pretty strong reaction. Deborah Torelli on Twitter says, "I thought I was watching another show." More at Team Cavuto.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's one thing we're monitoring. But hashtag MeToo has hit the Nobel community. Let's take that up. Today we learned that the Nobel Prize for Literature has been postponed this year after sexual misconduct allegations within the Swedish Academy ranks. They select the winner. This is so rare. What else are we hearing?
The information was posted on Facebook and on Twitter from the Nobel Prize team, and they say that this 2018 Nobel Prize in Literature will probably be awarded in 2019, and they state it's because of a crisis in the Swedish Academy has adversely affected the prize. What is that crisis? Well, a husband of one of the members of the Swedish Academy is up for all sorts of assault allegations, also financial impropriety, and also perhaps leaking some of the potential names for the Nobel Prize for Literature. Such a scandal, multiple people resigned, and so the jury is so small that the Swedish Academy says, well, one, we can't really do this with credibility, and two, we need to win back the public's trust. When this information went out there, people online were really quite shocked that the Nobel Prize for Literature would be postponed. Jean Luco says that this American poison called political correctness, he's referring to the Me Too movement here, landed on the shores of Sweden. But as I just explained, it's a little bit more complicated than that because you do really need a big enough jury in order to judge this prize. And with those multiple resignations and the way that the Swedish Academy is dealing with this, they do not feel that they're in good shape. The last time this happened was around World War One, World War Two, when the prize was postponed, and also in 1935 when the Academy didn't think any literature was good enough to win a Nobel Prize for Literature. Not a good year, perhaps.
Right. Well, okay, we'll follow that. That's amazing that they're putting up the Nobel. But I want to get to Twitter now saying that everyone that's on Twitter should change their password because of a bug. That's more than 330 users.
Million.
You know, data insecurity. So what else are they saying?
Well, the bug was an encryption bug. So basically our passwords on Twitter, they're encrypted, but they were not hiding in plain text. So basically you could just read your password, my password. It's been out there for, Robin, Twitter didn't even say how long, but they did say, consider changing your password on all the services where you've used the password. Reaction from Twitter, not great. Interesting, says SAO on Twitter, how scandalous Twitter news like their huge breach in privacy never trends on Twitter.
Okay, one thing we have to get to, because I love this story. There's a high school student in Utah, Kezia Dom. She wore a Chinese-style prom dress, and boy, she got just so attacked on social media because she's not Chinese. It was called cultural appropriation. Let's just listen to what she said on Sirius XM's The Luke Thomas Show.
My whole intent behind wearing the dress was to show that I thought it was beautiful, and it's a beautiful part of the Chinese culture. And so I guess I was frustrated that people weren't seeing it from my point of view.
But Femi, many people are on social media. Just in the seconds we have, they're supporting her.
Yes, she got lots of attacks. But from Weibo, which is Chinese Twitter, people were really, really appreciative. They said, this is a very elegant and beautiful dress. Mm. We don't mind sharing our culture with you if it looks that good. And Robin, one last thing.
Real quick.
Trending worldwide. Hashtag May the 4th be with you. If you love Star Wars, you will know exactly what that means.
Oh my gosh. Well, go to hearnow.org. We'll tell you. Femi Oke of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Thank you.
You're welcome.